Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
On the line, John. I'll tell you who's on the line. John's on the line. Hello, John.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
How's it going this morning?
Oh, really good. Really good. Can't complain at all.
Yeah, well, I was chatting about this amazing girl who's pretty much saved that young man's life.
Yes.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
Oh, brilliant. Really good. Fair play to her.
Yeah, what's your story?
Similar enough, Ryan. My wife runs a gym called Stringer Fitness in Ashbourne, and I'm a fitness instructor there. I'm a trainer. And basically, it was a 10 o'clock class in the morning, and it was a bit early. So we were having a chat with a few of the girls that attend the class, you know, and we were just about to start. We had literally started about maybe 30 seconds, just a few light stretches, and one of the girls in the class just went over. She just went flat on the ground. Literally, I was speaking to her, and it's like she just lied backwards, nice and gentle, and just, it looked, from all intents and purposes, like she was having an epileptic fit.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought, until I went over and she was prone on the ground, and she had stopped breathing, you know, and she wasn't breathing. I checked for breaths, she wasn't breathing. I just wetted the back of my palm, put it over her mouth. There was nothing at all, not a gig. So literally, I'd say I started CPR after about 15 seconds. And as I was doing it, I rang 999 at the same time, put the mobile phone on speaker, and I was able to track with how long, when the doctor, after when she went in, after we'd done the CPR and the doctor, so I had everything, thanks to the iPhone, scheduled how long I was doing CPR, everything like that, and I was able to give back to the doctor. When he was asking me the questions at the end. But yeah, I walked. It seemed like days, and it seemed like seconds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course it does. And she came back to, obviously, not to life.
Her doctor rang me, and she suffered from, it was a syndrome called Bruhage syndrome, which wasn't picked up. She had to go through weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of tests before they picked this thing up. But it happens all the time. I walked on her CPR for 25 minutes, and her doctor said to me, if it wasn't for you, they're trained up in basic CPR now. I'm not a hero or anything like that. Basic stuff.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be alive, you know.
And where had you learned the skill, and why did you learn it?
I remember, number one, all our trainers in Stringer Fitness are trained up in CPR, but I remember I'd done it even pre this. Because I remember, I think we were in Spain on holidays years ago, and somebody went over like that. And not that I was in the area, there was other people taking place, but it's kind of a skill that I think in Ireland, it's basic. Yeah. Everybody should know. And I remember, like, I have two young boys, and I remember at the end of I did it with the Red Cross. That's who I did my CPR with, my first aid with. But I remember at the end, they said, you will probably use this on somebody and know, or your children. And I remember kind of going, whoa, I'm glad I've done that now, you know.
Because, because look at this poor lad, just 12 years old, Glenn Carey, you know. Yeah. I mean, that he's as we know, somebody's son, and just, we should all really be equipped with a bit more, at least the basics, as you say, first aid.
And a friend of mine walks in the fire brigade, you know.
Yeah.
And he says, unfortunately, most of the cases he gets to, their response times are anywhere between, I think it's 6 minutes to 20 minutes. And he says, unfortunately, when I get on the scene, lots of people, you think when somebody's going into cardiac arrest that they're going to kind of do, oh, my heart, or what happens is, it's like people think, oh, they fell over, or they just fainted, or, you know, nobody thinks that they're actually in cardiac arrest and they're not breathing. And there's so many people that die that if people understood basic CPR, like this brave woman down in Limerick, like that there will be so many brothers and sisters and fathers still walking around the place, you know.
Yeah, it's a good lesson. And how long did your course take to do, the Red Cross course?
It was one full day it took, one full day.
It probably saved a life that day.
It did, and Ryan, I'd like to put a special thanks out to, because it was a very traumatic experience for myself. So I'd like to put out a special thanks to Ashbourne Fire Brigade, who supplied a counsellor who came down to me after the event, and who the guys from Ashbourne Fire Brigade, who are there for all of us in Stringer Fitness and that period, and just. I myself and my wife still see the girl that survived it, and she was only 23 years of age, and she's back in work now at the moment, and we met her again 2 weeks ago, and I tell you what, she's like, we've two sons, and now she's like the daughter that we never had.
Really. You see, you have a bond with her now. Why were you more traumatized?
I don't want to go into the experience, but when you have somebody's life in your hands, it leaves a bit of a mark. Do you know what I mean? She was in intensive care for a couple of days, and they weren't sure whether she was going to make it or stuff like that. So it's basically, I didn't go into work or anything like that after it. So it's kind of, you're worrying as well that she's going to pull through, you know. So it's.
Were you worried that you mightn't have done enough?
Yes. No matter what people coming up, you tried your best, and fair play to you, but you feel somewhat responsible. You've put your hands on somebody, and you've tried with all your heart to save their life. Do you know what I mean? So. It's, you were the last person, even though the emergency services took over when they came. But like, I spent 25 minutes trying to get that girl to hang on to life. So it left. Now it's all good now. Do you know what I mean? But it leaves a little mark. Even though I do the same thing in a heartbeat tomorrow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd do the same thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
But. It's a good news story anyway.
It is a good news story, but I think just the bigness of it all, the existential enormity of you kind of dealing with life and death in your hands.
And that's not an over exaggeration. That's basically what it was, you know. It's a good news story. Thank God she's fighting fit at the moment. She's a pacemaker and a defibrillator fitted, so she has that now. So she's doing well.
Good. Well, it's a good, as you say, John, it's a good news story. We need more of those. So well done. Fair play to you, and thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.